Council has expressed concern over the low levels of youth participation in CDF programs. The Lusaka City Council has announced that the construction of Big Mama Market is approaching completion. In international news, Kenya's former justice minister has been deported from Tanzania. And in sport, Nigeria international Victor Osimhen is happy with making history at Galatasaray.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trattis. Shangobo Town Council Public Relations Officer Munarula Wamulume has expressed concern over the low levels of youth participation in the Constituency Development Fund CDF Skills Training Program. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Wamulume noted that the Skills Development Bursary was introduced to empower young women with practice, life-sustaining skills that can improve their livelihoods. He further revealed that slightly over 180 applicants have been sponsored in 2025, a number he described as disappointing. Mr. Wamulume also clarified that the local authority does not provide transport for beneficiaries who chose to study outside the district and urge applicants to take that into consideration when applying.
when it comes to the component of skills and development boundaries, I haven't really been impressed, or the response from the general public or for the suitable competence haven't really been that impressive. So as of 2025, we have a total of 187 applicants. So I would also love to put it on record that at the council, we are not providing transportation for these students to go to their third schools. So the issue of transport is to be sorted out by the applicants themselves. What the council is providing is a tuition fee, which is, this is the fee that makes it possible for you to be accommodated, as well as given food and whatnot. So we encourage them to apply for skills that will position them to better put into practice what the skills that they acquire from these trade schools to help them better their lives.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has commenced training farmers in 5 districts in agroecology. The agroecology training is being achieved through the Strengthening Civil Society Voices for Climate Advocacy in Zambia project, funded by the United Nations Democracy Fund, UNDEF. The project, implemented in Chirundu, Lusaka, Chongwe, Rufunza and Luangwa, focuses on the Nationally Determined Contributions, NDCs, and the National Adaptation Plan, NAP. Speaking in Luangwa during the first agroecology training, project manager engineer Gabriel Mukoka said the two-year project has been working with local civil society organizations in 5 districts to strengthen climate advocacy in Zambia. Mr. Mukoka highlighted the importance of agroecology in improving resilience against climate change, noting that farmers using sustainable practices have maintained crop yields despite harsh conditions.
Not to you are my timeline they were to pass time. We can only 2 weeks before we sign. We can only 4 weeks before we sign. Put now you start dilute. We can only run money for post dilute. I think you're going to my quantities or some more dilute. Pajamuka Misa, Pajama Tenga, Jamatania, and Waika Mumin, Ungapezika Times, Yaononga, Vemuari, mine. Gamma Misa Tema timing, the voice of the Zakun Simon Zagambati, Ijamuka Tenga, and Gusta dilute in a man, zero my. Ngati my Tenga, such a Benakutira, such a strong mining in a people on Nanganirep and Gatabatiaono, as one man. So if you must Ivare, Nizaka Bue, Ilenkondo, Nizaka Bue of Bosheking, and the Nangata Minavana, Mindaza, Agroecology. Mwaza kani nangiza ze mwaika mwa fertilizer, tinda asui wana fertilizer. Eno maji wakambati, ii, nye ya mene agroecology, kasi si mwaika mwa fertilizer, ee ae. Nivwa ya nika wane minda za agroecology.
In collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, CEJ has facilitated training workshops across the districts, with 25 farmers per district equipped with climate smart techniques. Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice, CEJ Agricultural Specialist, Memory Mfungo, has called on farmers to adopt a diverse farming methods for resilience and food security.
That brings us to the importance of agroecology, or the key principles. Eomaka and batist reducing, it brings us to resilience. In agroecology, we don't encourage you farmers to practice one crop only, or one type of cropping, which is monocropping. Same farm, same practice, really. That's what brings you now to the losses that you are having.
One of the facilitators, Peter Tindwa, also encouraged farmers to preserve indigenous seeds alongside commercial ones to strengthen sustainability. The Lusaka City Council has announced that the construction of Big Mama Market, located in the Central Business District, CBD, is approaching completion. The project, a public-private partnership with Kadora Construction Limited, is currently in its final stages, including partitioning of stores, plastering walls, installing electrical fittings, and clearing the surrounding area. Once finished, the modern market will accommodate 900 vendors and feature an online payment system to improve revenue collection efficiency. The Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager, Tola Mwamba, says the initiative aims to reduce street vending, promote orderly trading, and enhance the quality of life for traders in Lusaka.
Once completed, it will provide a conducive trading environment and enhance revenue collection for the local authority. The Big Mama Market was previously known as Munyaule Market. It was initially established as a temporary trading area in July 2017 for traders who had been displaced from the city market after a fire gutted the premises. Therefore, the development of Big Mama Market demonstrates government commitment.